ministry to college students runs afoul of a public university. Despite the food crisis in Niger, church leaders are looking forward to a great harvest, and missionaries are planning the wedding of a lifetime in Haiti. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It happened again. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter is suspended from another campus. This time it happened at New York's University at Buffalo when a student leader resigned after confessing to a same-sex relationship. Vice President of InterVarsity Jim Lundgren says, unfortunately, that didn't end the issue.
Apparently, in the gay-lesbian group on campus filed a complaint late last week with the university, the Student Government Association, saying that InterVarsity was discriminating against gay students.
Members of the Student Association voted to suspend the InterVarsity chapter, claiming discrimination. Lundgren says that wasn't the issue here.
This involved leadership, not membership, because we welcome anyone to be involved in an InterVarsity chapter, partly because of our commitment to evangelism.
Lundgren believes the Student Government Association is breaking the law. A letter has been sent requesting reinstatement. This is the 15th attempted suspension on campuses this fall. We turn next to Niger, where half the country's population is going hungry following droughts, crop failures, and food shortages. It's against that backdrop Global Advances team went in to equip church leaders and pastors for a harvest. Jonathan Shibley explains.
There are only an estimated 400 churches in the entire country, and we were able to bring together about 250 pastors and their wives and leaders, which represented almost a quarter of the churches there.
The emergency complicates ministry efforts. However,
there's always been a connection to the advance of the gospel with humanitarian help when things are done in the name of Jesus. And so it's really something we need to pray that more of happens as they're faced with this crisis.
Pray for these leaders.
Over 50 felt God was calling them to try and plant another church, and even 30 of them committed to go to missionaries to some of the tough, unreached areas.
Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Out of all the nations in the Horn of Africa devastated by drought last summer, Kenya was not the worst hit. But in a region of northern Kenya, close to Somalia, famine heightened an existing problem.
Isiolo, where the majority of our ministry is very, very dry. It's unusual for it to rain. So because of the lack of water, that of course causes health issues with the children and with the women, because of the lack of water, it makes it pretty much impossible for them to grow their own food naturally, so there's a lot of starvation.
That's the Mission Society Sonia Pass. Pass is headed to Kenya in February to work on village infrastructure. It'll include clean water pipes, medical work, and relational evangelism. But are the desperate people of Isiolo too bitter to accept the gospel?
I think they are so absolutely ready. I think it's prime time for this particular area.
Next, for some, all the busyness of December makes it hard to find time to sit and read about the Savior, the reason for the season. Others couldn't read the story of Christ if they wanted to. Either they have low literacy or have no access to a Bible. Faith Comes by Hearing is a free way for all to hear about Christ's coming, though. The ministry takes listeners through parts of Matthew and Luke in 11 minutes with the Christmas story. Get the recording free at a link at our website. And everybody loves a wedding, right? On December 30th, Baptist Haiti Mission is throwing a huge wedding for 91 couples in a small town in northwestern Haiti. This isolated area was previously unreached with the gospel until this year. As a result of 6 months of evangelistic work and response to the Holy Spirit, many of the unmarried couples decided to make a public commitment before the Lord and family and friends. It has the power to change an entire town. We have more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols that will point you to the Christ of Christmas this year. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.